Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me as always is Chip Januszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing great. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing fantastic. Things are moving ahead and we're looking forward to a lot of great things happening.
Absolutely. February is right around the corner. January has been a good month.
Absolutely. So, I happened to walk in the other day on a TV show called Lockdown. I've never seen this before, but it's about people in prison. And when I walked in, the warden was having a conversation with a member from a prison gang. And the prisoner had agreed to cooperate with the warden. Apparently, there was a major problem in this prison with contraband coming in, and the guards couldn't figure out where it was coming from. They couldn't figure out how to stop it. So the warden asked this prisoner what was going on, and I thought the answer was absolutely fantastic. The prisoner said, well, we have 24 hours a day to figure out how to do things. Your guards only have 8 hours a day to figure out how to stop us. And I thought, you know, that's it's so true that, you know, no matter how many resources you have, you can make up with it with time and effort. And that's what spurred today's topic. Is we're talking about time management and what you can do with that time and what you can do to make more of the time.
Yes, but, and we'll be talking about business tips and so on also, but it's really important up front that you manage your time for the whole package, not just work, but for your whole life. And when you're balancing out your calendar, make sure that whatever you have for your strategic plan for family time and fun and all those other things are actually in the calendar for you too, instead of just putting in business appointments.
Absolutely. But I thought hearing this coming from a prisoner really turned my head, because it's true. We tend to segregate what we do for work. Oh, we've got this 8 hours for work. But realistically, with our phones and our tablets and emails and texts, how many of us really turn off after 8 hours?
No, plus a lot of, obviously, all of your technical online things are working for you when you're sleeping and everything else. So leveraging that is a big part of time management also.
Right. And what happens, though, it's a double-edged sword, because yes, we're sort of always working and that does make us more productive, but it also hampers us because we're not taking the time to decompress. You know, it's not healthy to work 24 hours. You do need time to reset yourself, to enjoy, to spend time with family and friends. And managing all of that gets more and more difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. Plus, when you're looking at your day, obviously, everybody is different. A lot of times people say, do your most important tasks first thing in the morning, when some people work a whole lot better midday, late in the day, and so on and so forth. So I know that you have your system in Biznetics, the planner that you have, to help people track those things to see when they're most efficient and getting the best out of their time spent. So do you want to review that a little bit and how you put that together?
Yes, that part of it is actually fairly simple. It's a matter of tracking what you do, you know, all day. And there's a little icon in the planner that you shade in, either fully shaded, half shaded, leave it unshaded, to indicate how your energy is. Are you up? Are you tired? And this way, when you track your day like that and you track your energy like that, over a week, 2 weeks, you start to see patterns. And you can see, oh, wait a minute, this is a great time of day for me to be productive. That's when my energy is up. I mean, there's loads of expert advice saying, oh, yes, you have to get up an hour earlier. You know, that's a great way to get things done. If I get up an hour earlier, it's an hour of wasted time because that's not when I'm at my best. On the other hand, I've gotten more done between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. than I have in, you know, a 12-hour period. So you really do have to figure out what works for you.
Yeah, absolutely. One of my favorite time management books is called Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy. And it's 21 different time management tips that you can read about. Each chapter is about 3 pages long, and then there's different exercises that you can do afterwards. And it's a great way to just pick and choose what you want to use. In case you folks are wondering what that frog is, basically it's for morning people. And what it is that most important task that's on your desk that means the most to you, if you do that very, very first thing in the day, that's your frog. And if you eat that frog, the rest of the day is going to be a whole lot easier because you've gotten the most difficult, the most urgent task out of the way first thing.
Right. Yeah, it's a great book. The tips on it are fantastic, but it is only one method. And it's, you know, get that big task out of the way. This way you're sailing through the rest of your day. On the other hand, a lot of people find it easier get the small tasks done first and build momentum. And then you've gotten, you know, 4 or 5 little things done. You're feeling accomplished. You're into your day. And that's when you tackle that big task. Again, it depends on how you work and when you're at your peak energy. If your peak energy comes at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you don't want to be handling that big task at 9 a.m. By the same token, if your peak energy is 9 a.m., you don't want to put it off until 3 p.m. when you're not at your peak.
Yep. But
understanding how you work is so important to managing your time.
Yeah, I mean, by using your system and then identifying where your peak performance times are, you can then set your routine. And it's very, very important to set the routine where if you are a 3 o'clocker, as far as high efficiency goes, you make sure that that's when you're working on the most important task of the day. If you're more like me, where you're better first thing in the morning, get that thing done first thing in the morning. But it's really, really important to, as you track your routine and track your results, to develop that routine so that you are maximizing your time at your peak time.
Exactly. And that's really what time management is all about. It's not simply about getting more done. It's about getting things done at the right times. So not only are you getting more done, but you're getting it done better.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you start taking a look at your tracker and see the different things that you were doing, it's really, really important to identify things that you are doing that you shouldn't be doing, things that you can just take out of your daily routine or that you can delegate to other people or that you can subcontract out to other people. It's really, really important to take a look at that and see where your time is going so that you can plan on doing what you do best and what's most important more of the time, a higher percentage.
All right. Having an understanding of where your time is going is key. Certain things we do will go, oh, you know, I'll just do this for 30 seconds. It's real quick. And then 20 minutes later, we're still doing it. The time slipped away and we don't even realize it. That happens a lot when you're on social media or when you're surfing the web. It's, oh, I just want to look up this one thing. And then 20 minutes later, you're still going from page to page. Knowing where you're spending your time is key, because then you can actually take actions to either maximize the time that you're doing it, or if it's something like just looking at Facebook posts, you can minimize the time you're doing it. Part of it is prioritization. No one task has the same importance to everybody. So you have to figure out what it is that's most important for you to be doing.
And it is most likely maximizing your talents. We talk about the four quadrants, urgent and important. Not urgent, but important. That's the most important quadrant, because that's the one where you do all of your planning. And it's really, really, whatever is in that not urgent, but important quadrant are the tasks that eventually are going to become urgent and important, and you're going to have to act upon those right away. So practicing prioritizing things really based upon where you're going to get the biggest bang for your time and what you should be doing is very, very important. And again, eliminate the things that you shouldn't be doing in the first place. So you load up your calendar with things that are going to help you be the most efficient person that you can be.
Right. And again, it's all very personal, and that it takes time for you to personalize your time management system, because your priorities are different from someone else's. Your energy flow is different from somebody else's. Your goals are different from somebody else's. So you have to take all of that into consideration to really figure out, how can I best spend my time? You know, if you're working at a corporate job and you're not interested in promotions, you're just happy doing what you do, you just want to work that 40 hours a week and go home, that's fine. But you have to figure out what needs to get done within that 40 hours so you can get home at the end of the day. Because obviously, if you're doing that, your priority is spending time with family, spending time with friends, maybe a hobby. Your priority is outside of that 40 hours that you have to spend at work.
And again, it's so important to make the time to do that too. I mean, that's one of the things that keep you a whole lot more fresh for everything else that you're doing. Because if you're just going through the routine, work, and that's really what you're doing on a day-to-day basis without thinking of anything else, eventually it's going to catch up with you, both health-wise, and you will not be as efficient as you used to be.
Oh, yeah, that is a leading cause of burnout. And that's another reason that we want to make sure we're on top of time management, because we don't want to be burning out. And burnout is so common. People think, oh, you know, I'm young, I'm not going to burn out. It has nothing to do with age. The stress level, the constant momentum, it all takes a toll on you. And the more you push through, the harder that toll becomes, to the point where it can affect your health, your well-being, your mental state, your relationships.
Yeah, where if you have something to look forward to, like family time or going on vacation or even going out to a movie or to dinner once a week with your wife or with your kids and so on and so forth, this is something to look forward to if that's on your calendar too. And it makes all the other tasks easier to do because you're looking forward to something that really, really makes you happy. And that's really important, because if you're not happy, again, you're going to burn out.
Absolutely. You know, I remember this one, and I'm blanking on what the show was or the movie, but it's these two people are talking, and they're talking about how they keep having to push through. Actually, I do remember it was an episode of Mad Men, and Don Draper's talking about how he has all this work to do and how he has to push through, and the woman he's talking with says, usually what I do is I take a look at the calendar. Generally, there's something on there that I'm looking forward to, and that helps propel me through. And that it's very true. If you're looking forward to a vacation, a night you're going to a restaurant, even the end of a project, whatever it is that you're looking forward to, that can give you the momentum to push through.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the tips out there is I want to go on vacation and so on and so forth. You should just plan it. Just plan on that, taking time to do that, book it or whatever, and trust that the resources are going to be there if you're a little bit short to make that happen. Make that a goal of yours to work towards. But if you have something to look forward to, it makes so much difference. So for those of you out there procrastinating on taking a vacation and you haven't done that in 4 or 5 years, plan a long weekend away someplace. Just go do something. And in that time period between when you plan it and when you actually go, really, really notice how you feel on a day-to-day basis while you're working as that's coming up. It's going to make a world of difference.
It does. And actually, one time management tip that I came across that I've always really loved is that every Friday, you should treat it as if you're going on vacation. Because think about what you do at work right before you leave on vacation. You wrap things up, you clear off your desk, you get everything organized. If you do that each Friday as though you're on vacation next week, you sort of shut down that part of you over the weekend. So you're not obsessing about what has to be done. And then when you come back to your desk Monday morning, you've got a brand new fresh start to kick off the week.
Yeah, and you're organized.
Yes. Now, you do have to be very careful about cleaning up your desk. Because I was having a conversation last week. Somebody just cleaned their office, organized everything, and now they can't find anything. So when you're organizing yourself, you do have to make sure you know what you're doing. But organizing your time is not that different from organizing physical objects. Each thing has a place, and you can either through a calendar, a spreadsheet, whatever tool you want to use, you put each project, each activity in its place.
Yeah, one of the best systems, that which I've still been using for probably 15 years when I learned it, is I think it's called the Tickler file system. And all you do is you go get a carton from Staples and you get a bunch of hanging folders. And I recommend different color ones for the months and then different color ones for the days. So I have blue ones for the days and green ones for the months. And all you do is you label the 12 monthly calendars and then you label the other calendars, folders 1 to 31. And for the month, what you do is you're going to put everything that you have to do. Say we got February coming up, February 2nd is Friday. If I got something going on Friday, I have the February folder in back of January 31st, and I will put it in the February 2nd folder so it's right there waiting for me. If you're going to clean your desk off, that's a great way to put the papers in order, to put them on the day that you're going to work on them. And if you're not working on it until March, you just stick it in the March folder, and then when March comes, you organize things. But that's a great system to use, and I'm sure you can go online and Google it, and it's easy.
Absolutely. The Tickler system was actually popularized by David Allen in Getting Things Done, which is also a fantastic productivity and time management book. And he's written several books since then. But the GTD, or Getting Things Done methodology, is very popular. It's a fantastic tool. And one of the things that I always loved about it is that he didn't create specific tools, because his point of view was you have to use the tools that work the way you do. So for you, it's a Tickler file. And I know you've talked previously about how you like putting things in spreadsheets. For someone else, it could be a calendar program. There's also ways to automate it. There's apps that you can put in an email. And then on the day you schedule it, the day, you know, the day of the Tickler, the app will send you the email to remind you that this is what you have to do today.
Yeah, I use spreadsheets a lot. Well, for calendars, I can do it because I can just format a calendar, and I carry 6 weeks around in my pocket with times there, so I can just pencil in my appointments. I know I have to learn how to use this cloud stuff better, but I also have a sheet, which is my to-do list, which, again, I just write on that all day long, and I can update that too. But the nice thing about spreadsheets is also you can sort things. So if you have a whole list of things that you got to get done, and you just write them all down on a sheet of paper during the day, put them in a spreadsheet at night and then sort them out. And that will help you prioritize exactly when you're going to do what.
Absolutely. One of the most important things about any time management tool is that you have to use it. Having a desk calendar doesn't do you any good if you leave it on your desk and you're out at appointments. I have a to-do list program I use called Things, and my computer is set so that when I turn on the computer, that program automatically launches. So it's right in front of me as soon as I turn on the computer so that I know this is what I have to do today. These are the appointments I have, and it's all right there. If I put stuff into the program and then never checked back, it wouldn't do me any good. So whatever method you end up using, it has to be something you're going to use on a regular basis. And that's really the big failure of things like using Post-it notes, because so many of us would write a note on a Post-it note, stick it somewhere, and then never remember where we stuck the note.
It's my new wallpaper.
There you go. So whatever methodology you use to manage your time, whether it's a simple calendar, a project management program with Gantt charts and all sorts of complexities, it has to be something that you are going to use on a regular basis. The main reason that I actually switched over to a smartphone so many years ago was because I would be sitting at my desk and I'd put an appointment in my calendar on my computer. And then I would go out on appointments and I'd have a paper organizer and I'd write stuff in. And then I'd get back to my desk and go, oh, I just double booked things. So I needed something that was going to communicate so that the same calendar was always in front of me.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I keep mine in my pocket on the spreadsheet.
Right.
Whatever works for you.
That's it. Whatever you can use to get things done, that's what you should be using. Now, we're coming up on the end, and before we do, I want to talk about multitasking. Because multitasking is actually the worst thing you can do for time management. We've all gotten so used to doing multiple things at once. But what actually happens is when you stop one and you move to the next task, you lose momentum. And then you'll do something on the next task and then you'll jump to another task. And you're not focusing on any one of the tasks.
What you're ending up doing is starting the same thing three or four times.
Right.
And that is not good. So single tasking is really, really important.
You really need to do one thing, focus on it, finish it, and then move on. And sometimes you have to turn your phone off. Turn off the alert that tells you you've got an email. This way you're not tempted to keep looking back, to keep checking, to go to something else. Focus on the one topic or one task, get it done, and then move on. Studies have actually shown if you do one task at a time, rather than jumping through three tasks with multitasking, those three tasks actually get done faster when you do it one at a time, and they're done with a higher quality. So we really have to relearn how to focus in order to really get the most out of our time. We've spent so long going, oh, I have so much to do. I've got to get it all done at once. We'll do this and that and that and that. And then half of it doesn't get done.
It's the same list tomorrow.
Right. It's better to focus on one task at a time and actually get it done. So we're coming up on the end now. What do you think is the big takeaway our listeners should have?
Analyze your most productive times of the day of doing things, prioritize, and very, very important, set up your own system and stick to it every day.
Absolutely. I think the most important thing someone can do is to understand how they're spending their time and when things should be done for them, what their priorities are, what their energy is, and make the system work for them and keep at it. Time management isn't something you can do once and then set it aside. It's something you need to do every day. And if you do, you'll find yourself with a lot more energy and a lot more productive. And you can pull extra time out of the day to do things you really want to do. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. You can catch us every week at blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase. Or you can find us on the iTunes Store, Apple Podcasts app, and wherever you find podcasts. Remember, make this week your best week ever, and make next week even better. See you then.